Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have hired a new program director here at WFAN. So we are proud to announce our new program director is Ryan Hurley, the new brand manager of WFAN and Infinity Sports Network. And also, yes, Al, am I missing something?
No, I was just going to say, would you like to have him come in?
Yeah, 1 second. We'll have him come in just 1 second, because I want to also give a big pop to our pal, great hard worker, Dave Marinick, who's getting a promotion out of this as well.
Good for him. That's great.
How about Dave? Dave is assistant brand manager of WFAN Infinity Sports Network, and will be working very closely with Ryan. So very happy for Dave Marinick, happy for Ryan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Ryan went to Hofstra and also was an intern over at ESPN New York, worked his way all the way up to program director. So I went to Hofstra, was an intern here, worked my way all the way up to talk show host. So basically, I've had the same career. I've just been a little more successful. So Ryan, come on in, man. congratulations, here he is.
Yo,
what's up, Ryan? How you doing?
Slump check.
How you doing, man? Yeah, Spike came in the first day with a tattered t-shirt and a syringe.
You come in with a suit.
You know, I have to say something. So unfortunately, with budget cuts, you were a victim of that over at ESPN, and I'm such a good guy that I texted you after that happened.
Yes, you did, and that was very appreciated.
You know, I'm such a, because I'm going to make this about me, Ryan, and I didn't know you were going to be here. I had no clue, but I still reached out and wished you well. Isn't that a great...
Shows the type of guy you are.
Isn't that a great gesture there,
I mean,
Jerry?
you're like the Vatican. What a great human being.
Do you
being.
Have a Ryan Hurley story that nice?
We've communicated before, yes.
But in that way, I don't think so.
No, I don't have his number.
Oh, okay. I don't have his number. But I do think I talked to Don to pass along wishes.
Yes, absolutely.
We always talk to, through Don LaGreca.
Through Donnie.
You couldn't reach out yourself? I mean, it was a big moment in his life. You had to go through Don.
Did I have your number? Maybe I did have your number.
I think you might.
Maybe. I did not reach out.
Well, congratulations, man. This is pretty cool.
No, this is amazing. I mean, it's a lifelong dream. I mean, got into the business because of this place.
Yeah.
So, you know, same path almost you and I have taken, like you just mentioned. But, right. You know, I woke up and went to sleep listening to the station.
Yeah.
As a kid. So, you know, Breen doing the updates in the morning for Imus. And, you know, like I said, this has been the reason why I got in. And I had a great opportunity over at the other place and to learn and to, you know, try and cut my teeth and work with some incredible people over there for years. So, but to come over here is, you know, different. This is the gold standard and the, you know, most iconic station in this genre, obviously, and one of the greatest ever. So, it's a big deal.
And you told me off the air you're excited to one day replace Evan with Michael Kay, which is really what we're you came
boy,
here
Evan
for,
just takes so. Punch after punch.
Lighting the boy up, huh? I haven't got a chance to meet him, man. Michael's a good dude, but I don't know if that's going to be taking place now, brother. But you know, listen, I've actually communicated with some of you guys over the years here and there. You know, we've been in the same places a few times, so I'm excited. You guys have an incredible team here. Obviously, this is a you know legendary, iconic place. So for me to be able to get the opportunity here and Chris to give me the opportunity is just amazing.
So one of the most difficult periods that I had to deal with was waiting to find out about this job. It was nerve-wracking to the nth degree. It was like, because there was people all over the place. Oliveira wanted me to do one thing, Chernoff wanted me to do another thing, then we had to wait for Boomer, and I was in and out, and people, and it was just like, ended up working out great, but like dealing with that stress over months and months and months of whether or not I was going to be here wasn't easy. You kind of went through a similar thing. It also played out publicly in a way when I couldn't keep my mouth shut about it, so talk us through the couple of months where you're like, am I going to get this dream job or am I not? And how that went for you.
Yeah, no, it was a little difficult, obviously. You know, listen, it's a tough time. You're somewhere for almost two decades, man. And, you know, trying to help build something. And then all of a sudden you're not. And, you know, it's been a tough time. But when I got the opportunity just to come in and meet with Chris and Spike and Sean and just have, you know, the conversations were incredible. So, but like you said, I was in here early on and it took a minute. But you know, it can be a little grueling, but listen, knowing that I was in the mix was just an honor in itself. So
no, it yeah, you, not a, you got to win. You
well,
want
listen,
the job.
Believe me, man. I mean, I'm here and I did what I had to do to, you know, try and keep myself in the mix, obviously, but, you know, Stu.
You know, what I mean, was that like hearing that name?
He's a good dude, man. I've worked with him before. We used to house him at the old place to use the studio, and he, you know, I had him do shows over there every once in a while when he was up from Miami. But I don't know, maybe he'll be here at some point, like you said.
Well, like he you know? Said.
Well, like he said.
Yeah, like he said. Yeah, that was it was nuts. Now, I mean, do you feel like that? Because he's claiming I wasn't in the meetings that he was offered the job and turned it down. Does that give you a little bit of a hit to the gut or not?
No, man. I mean, you got to talk to everybody. Yeah. I'm here. I'm over here now.
Yeah, right. That's all that matters.
So,
right?
But no. I mean, listen. It is what it is, and you have to speak to everyone. And he's a good dude, man. He's been in the business. He's talented. And,
still smokes cigarettes, which I find
He shouldn't
strange.
Be ripping heaters at this point, man.
That would have been a very odd thing to have the PD going down to smoke in the elevator, you know, all the time. But anyway, so all right, so this is it. You haven't met everybody yet?
Not everyone yet. Like I said, some of the people in the building I've met, you know, I've met some of you guys, obviously, over the years at either, you know, Super Bowls, Radio Rows, and different events and stuff like that. You know, maybe some charity events, but I've worked with a few also in the past, so but no, I have a lot of people to meet and you know, say hello to and you know, learn my way around the building here.
So you worked with BT,
right? Worked with BT. I actually produced BT when he started. Yeah.
Oh my God! So he's gonna be kicking you around with that testosterone. No. You know, he's a tough guy to deal with that testosterone.
He's a good dude.
Now he's a bad guy, but he's just sometimes be a little rough. A little rough around the edges.
I know him from way back.
Sounds like you can handle him. Tiki, you know Tiki?
Tiki was a weekly when I was a producer on the show. He would call in as a Giants weekly call back in the day. So I know him a little bit.
Sean Morash?
I don't know Sean, but I've been a fan of what he's been doing. So, you know, looking forward to meeting him.
All right. Very good.
You know? Well, I'm excited because I know, obviously, I've known Don for, God, 28 years
now. You guys
now.
Are tight, man.
I mean, he couldn't speak more highly of someone and the way you've had morale over there. So I'm excited. Congratulations. I think it's great.
No, listen, I appreciate that. And I wouldn't be here without a lot of those people, to be honest with you, man. And, you know, the relationships and some great people over there and I was able to work with and try and build something over at, you know, the station. And I'm just very fortunate and lucky. But like I said, I can't wait to be, you know, here and with you guys on a full-time basis.
Still living in Huntington?
I'm over Huntington, Northport area.
Okay. Yeah. You got to commute from there every day? You got to move closer?
No, I'm going to be from there. I got my kids over there as well. Nice. So, you know, I'm going to train it in, man.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
20 years, dude. I can't drive.
Well, I mean, you have to leave early enough. I mean, I drive, you know, but I'm. Are you going to get here to see Boomer in the morning?
Yeah, I can.
You can.
I can.
You know, Boomer opted to get a camera up his ass as opposed to meet you.
I understand, and that's quite important. So I'll ride with that when I think about that one overnight tonight. But
after you get to Penn Station, you go in Subway down here?
Yes.
Oof.
Oh, every day, man.
God. Jesus. God bless you.
Every day. It was it was a nice treat on the Subway steps the other day when I came in.
Turds.
It was bad.
That's
put it that way. But Subway, man. I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't you sick of it, though?
I'll fall asleep driving home. That won't be a good thing.
Come on. I could give you tricks. We could all give you
gym weed. A little gym weed for the ride home.
Yeah, some of that.
Pumping that stuff.
You know, sunflower seeds.
Yeah, that to me is the end all be all.
That's not a bad call.
Chris Carlin said, chew on ice. I've done that before.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I did smelling salts for a while. There's ways to do it.
Smelling salts.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but it all works.
It'd give you like a good like 15 minutes, and then you go right back to it. But anyway, all right, well, congratulations.
Thanks,
congratulations.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to this.
So Spike left this job because he hated it.
All right.
He's going to be a full-time talk show host.
Yeah, but he also, does any part of you say, man, like this guy came here and it was his dream job and he left because he hated it?
No, he's got something that he wants to do.
Okay.
You've done this before.
I've done this before. I know you were concerned about me having to ask Boomer something.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for
I've
that.
Had to do that.
Boomer?
Boomer something? But I've had to ask people over at the other place.
At 5 in the morning when he comes in been up drinking Casamigos and Fresca and the Rangers
and the Rangers lost?
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's a different... it sounds like, I've asked somebody important to do something.
And there's Boomer.
Yeah, and then there's that Boomer. He's blasting Hall & Oates in the office. He's got one eye open. And if you go in there and say anything to him, you're going to get a foot up your ass. That's what I'm waiting for.
All right. Pick your spots.
All right. Hopefully it went well today for the doctor and the charity event went well.
I'm very happy for you. And this is really cool. I know what it's like to be able to get the job you always wanted, and there's nothing more special than that. So let's do it. Let's kick some ass. Let's do some live shows. Let's continue to kill it. Welcome to the family.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
And Eddie's going to be retiring in 2 years. We need to find his replacement because that will be the hardest replacement out of anybody to leave WFAN. So put that in your head right now.
And Al's out in 5 years.
Yeah, Al's out in 5.
All right.
Yeah, think about these things, all right?
Good deal.
All right, Ryan.
Boys. Appreciate it.
Congrats, man. Ryan Hurley, our new program director. Also, shout out to our pal Dave Marinick with a promotion assistant brand manager here at WFAN and Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.